A business lease can be an intimidating contract, especially if it's long term. What if something goes wrong? What if you need to make changes? Or there's a global pandemic that causes your office to close? Hi, I am Mbulelo Tinta, not Sia Sangwe. But as Sia's colleague and someone who recently moved to Johannesburg from Cape Town, I have heard a lot about Waterfall and the influx of business opening there. So I sent Sia out on a fact-finding mission on this episode of the Waterfall Podcast. Sia met with Debbie Theron, Head of Asset Management, and Justin Smith, a leasing dealmaker at Attack, to discuss the leasing structure at Waterfall, the benefits of having your business there, plus some tips, tricks, and things to ask for when taking out a lease agreement. Attack is a capital growth company in the property sector, with Waterfall City being the jewel in its diversified portfolio. Waterfall accounts for a large portion of their portfolio, and it's easy to see why. Waterfall is developed as a live, work and play urban space where people enjoy a balanced lifestyle in a pleasant setting. And with its location perfectly situated between Pretoria and Johannesburg, it's no wonder companies are either moving their headquarters to Waterfall or opening their businesses there. Here's Sia.
Just want to start off with you then, Debbie. Can you set the scene for us by talking about the benefits of relocating your business to Waterfall?
Waterfall City has exceptional access from all the major highways. So we all know what Joburg traffic can be like. And it's fairly easy to jump on the highway or any of the big routes in Joburg. Think Sandton, CBD, Joburg, Pretoria, Kempton Park, the airport, and even the West Rand where I come from. Also, in terms of live, work and play, which is kind of what we're trying to promote there, it's on the doorstep of fantastic residential developments such as Waterfall, as everybody knows, close to Sunninghill, Sandton, Bryanston, Warner Valley, and even Centurion is really, really close in terms of traveling and in terms of lifestyle. Waterfall is also close to the Gautrain station, and we've managed to secure our very own dedicated Gautrain bus within the Waterfall City Precinct. In terms of security, that's something that's always top of mind for everybody. We provide a secure environment where we've got cameras every 200 or so meters with an intercom. So if you want to walk around, there's always some place to go if you feel a little bit insecure. Having said that, we've never really had any incidents there to speak of, so it's a very safe environment to be around. If you walk around, you'll also see, even if you drive around, but if you walk around, which is always the best way to see the landscaping, it's a beautiful, maintained city. In terms of connectivity, we've got a fiber backbone in place, which is excellent, fantastic speed. Then just another thing, as a tech, we are also based in Waterfall, so we've put our money where our mouth is. We lease space in Waterfall. We build buildings here, and we also own space here. The advantage of that is that there's one point of control in terms of the city. So like you would have a municipality anywhere else, we kind of control what goes on in the roads. Mm-hmm. So you won't find robots out for too long or bottles or anything like that. So it really, really makes you feel that you're in a world-class city. The other advantage of being at Waterfall is that the Mall of Africa is within walking distance of all the offices. So you can go shop at lunchtime. There are also excellent hotels and a state-of-the-art Virgin Active just up the road. So I guess there are many more things I can say about Waterfall, but in conclusion, it offers a perfect mixed-use development, including hotels, gyms, shopping, residential, and also a state-of-the-art hospital.
And so, Justin, you are the leasing deal maker, so I'm sure you have had to field questions like this quite often, but there's some type of confusion around the lease that is offered. Can you just explain to us the 99-year lease?
So effectively, the 99-year lease doesn't really affect our commercial and office tenants. It's a traditional form of land ownership similar to freehold. It confers real rights onto the lessee and the lessor. And effectively, it gives the person the right to improve the property and derive income from their property. So ultimately, I think when either government or private individuals own land, and for one reason or another, it can't be sold for gain or sold onto another party, that land can become sort of sterilized, sanitized, and you can't develop on it, but it could be a prime node like waterfalls. So we will structure a deal where a developer or a lessor like us will take a 99-year lease with the landowners. We're obviously very, very bullish on the area and have a long-term view. It gives us the rights to develop in the area. And on the back of that, we will then develop for spec buildings to solicit tenants or to tenants' requirements. So effectively, it's a form of traditional ownership, and I think it's becoming more and more popular in this country, and it really allows us to unlock the best value on a piece of land that otherwise couldn't be utilized and could possibly be expropriated for other things by government. So it allows us to develop and use it to its highest and best use here.
Got you. What are some of the questions, Debbie, that you would suggest or advise potential tenants to ask when they're about to negotiate a new lease agreement?
So if I put myself in the shoes of a potential tenant at Waterfall, my first question would be top of mind, rand and cents. So I would ask, how much is it going to cost me to lease space from you? So that would not just mean your rental and your parking and your storage space, but that's also your cost of maintaining the common property, because you do pay a pro rata share of that, your estimated cost of water and electricity, and all sorts of other costs that you may not think of when you see beautiful space, you want to take it. So there are other costs involved in leasing space, and that would be your total cost of occupancy. So that would be the rands and cents you pay at the end of the month. And then I touched on common area maintenance. So common area maintenance is like your gardens and your roads and your lifts and keeping it clean. I would ask my landlord what my common area maintenance costs would include and how much that would be per month. And then a thing that's quite cheeky, but I think it's worth asking, is what incentives are on offer. So in other words, do you offer us a rent-free period? What sort of tenant installation allowances do I get to fit out my premises to my own specification? What are the benefits of the city? How will my staff benefit if I move here? Then how do I orientate my staff and workforce into the community? How do I become part of building this beautiful city? So in other words, what is the onboarding process on offer? And at ATTACC and Waterfall, we do offer quite an extensive onboarding process for staff and I suppose their visitors in time. So that differentiates us from the rest of the market. And then, especially with COVID in mind, do I get flexible leasing options? So in other words, can I negotiate a shorter lease? Can I negotiate a lease that I can possibly increase space or decrease space? And that sort of thing at Waterfall is quite possible because we are a pretty new development and we listen to our clients. And then also what amenities are on offer. So like I mentioned earlier on, hotels, gyms, and that kind of a thing. And then also how can I leverage off other businesses in the city? So what does my neighbor do? How can we work together to, you know, to benefit everybody? And then another thing that people forget is you lease space and then there could be areas that you may not use, but you pay for it. So I would ask my landlord, how do I optimize my floor area so that I don't pay for space that I'm not necessarily going to be using? Then I alluded to tenant installation earlier on, which is the fit out. So it's really to decorate your premises to your specification. I would ask my landlord, how long will that take so I can plan accordingly? Often people get caught short because they don't plan the time that it takes to decorate your premises.
Right. And Justin, would you be able to add in on, for example, the common area maintenance work and asking that?
So the common area maintenance, certainly in the, specifically in a building, is in a multi-tenanted building where we have more than one tenant in the building. They can either be multiple tenants per floor on each floor or a tenant per floor. In these buildings, there will be areas which are shared areas. These are sort of receptions, lift lobbies, ablutions, their toilets and things. And they're all for the benefit of everybody, but we don't want one tenant to bear the entire cost for that. So the common area maintenance is apportioned as a pro rata portion of that tenant's participation in the building. So if they have take up 10% of the building, they'll bear 10% of these shared or common area costs. So it's the cost burden is lessened on these common areas, but still for their benefit.
And then, Justin, how does the leasing requirements of a local South African company differ from that of an international business that ATTACC would deal with?
International tenants, while they do come directly, often come through an intermediary or a broker, and we obviously have to manage a number of different stakeholders in that relationship. And they also have a different understanding, oftentimes, of lease or contract law, as well as the local legal implications of contract, as well as sometimes even our insurance. They have different insurance policies. So these are the kind of issues we get around and we deal with when dealing with international clients. Sometimes takes a little bit longer. Invariably, we find the local guys understand we're all operating on the same legal principles, contract law, and insurance policies. So it's generally a little bit easier, and sometimes we can avoid a little bit of a disconnect. But by and large, we enjoy working with everybody, and it's part of that client onboarding and formation of what we like to foster and nurture as really good relationships. So those are the main differences, just some legal and contract, but nothing insurmountable. We get over those fairly comfortably.
Look, what I'm gathering is Attac is doing incredible, incredible work, and I will not be fooled. It's definitely hard work as well. But I'm sure it's also very rewarding and exciting. What are some of those exciting leasing projects that you've been involved in recently, Justin?
I don't mean to sound flippant, but it's always the next deal. So all our deals are fairly exciting. There's no more vanilla deals. Each deal comes with its own challenges and excitements. My most exciting one is the one I'm working on currently, or one of the ones I'm working on currently. It is a big international company. It's a Fortune 500 company. Unfortunately, I can't say too much more. We're at a fairly sensitive stage of the negotiation. But what's exciting about these guys is obviously they don't always know Gauteng. They don't know the nodes. They think of some of the traditional nodes, of which Waterfall is certainly one. So we take the guys through the process, and that's exciting, seeing them buy into the area, understand how it's going to suit their requirements, and winning them over. So that deal is really one my most exciting at the moment. So it's really working with international companies, multinationals. We're looking at one of our the country's biggest banks. We're putting them into one of our buildings at the moment. So we really have an exciting array or spectrum of clients we deal with.
The unique thing about Waterfall and what we're doing is also you land up starting off a relationship around a boardroom table with strangers. And from that, you create a building, and you see it go up, and you foster a relationship that can potentially last anything from 5 to 20 years. So it's really quite a creative process. So there are very exciting deals that happen, but it's the process that's exciting. It's almost like, I suppose, painting doing a picture. I'm no artist. In our lives, to build a building from having a conversation around a table is quite a creative process. So we do enjoy that.
Well, I was about to call you Debbie Picasso there for a moment. Justin, you touched on this slightly a little earlier, but in terms of competition between nodes, are you guys proactive in looking for clients?
We're always very active, proactively looking for business. You know, Waterfall is a fantastic node, and it's created its own real brand at the moment. So we do get a lot of direct business. People come to us because they understand the dynamic of the area. Sometimes they want to know more, or they already invested. That's an easier sell. But we don't rest on our laurels. We don't wait for the business to come to us. We use all marketing at our disposal. We use social media platforms. We've got very proactive staff. Everybody's a deal maker in the company. They're very invested in what we're doing here. We've got a fantastic network community that we've fostered and nurture. And we obviously want to get our brand out there. So we use every avenue at our disposal.
And Debbie, despite all of this, you know, it's great to have this conversation because it is very clear that you as a company are thriving and having to innovate so much. What particularly, talking about thriving and innovating, have you learned from the past couple of months with COVID-19?
I think from a property perspective, and I'm going to say this again, our exceptionally strong partnerships with our clients, I think, have been our saving grace. These people that we work with on a daily basis, our tenants or our clients, it's been phenomenal. We've worked closely together. We've known their businesses over the years, so we understand their touch or pressure points, and we've come to creative solutions together so that the businesses survive. And then obviously after this, like you said, thrive. And I think the big thing about this is we need to come out the other side stronger and more resilient. And as time has passed, we've seen the fruits of that. So if that makes sense without going into too much detail on each one of them, it's been a learn, but it's been a very, very good thing for us as Attac. And I think testing our relationships, we've come out the other side very strong. I think the one thing that people ask, in particular in the office environment, or they say, people say, well, I'm going to start working from home. It's wonderful working from home, and we're going to cut down on office space and whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it's not always what we think it's cut out to be. So for us, I think we've seen a demand for smaller office space coming from this. So people will need less space, but they will also observe whatever social distancing rules and regulation come into play in the future. So we'll see that. Mm-hmm. Better use of office space. I don't think the co-working or office space environment is dead. I think people need social interaction. We need camaraderie and we need our company cultures to be built, and we need each other. And I think that's really, really come out strong for us as a company. Then also to come to our internal processes, ATTACC has responded exceptionally well to the COVID-19 outbreak pandemic. All our properties are properly equipped with the best possible measures to ensure safety of our visitors, our shoppers, and our tenants. And we obviously stay ahead of the curve in terms of whatever we can do to improve our own safety at our property.
And then just a last word from you, Debbie, or Justin. Any word that you'd like to leave your clients or potential clients with?
Watch this space. There's a lot more coming. But I think for potential clients, come see for yourself. Come to the Mall of Africa. Come see what we have on offer. Come drive around. It's a fantastic environment to live in, to work in, and to play in now and even in the future. I think that's the message. A key message is, to me, this is the new epicenter of Gauteng.
That's right, Debbie. And to echo what you said earlier on about live, work, play, I know it's used a lot, but certainly in our precinct, we really offer that. You allude to schools, shopping centers, offices, but it goes a little bit beyond that in terms of our client satisfaction from the main tenant themselves to their staff. It offers them super benefits in terms of staff retention. You know, they're happier, they work in beautiful new buildings, they work in a fantastic walkable precinct with pretty much everything that one could expect. And I think people need to come and have a look. If they haven't been here as yet, it's a landmark area, and please come and meet us. We're happy to do business and let's do deals.
We speak about partnership and relationships, so perhaps you should come speak to some of our clients. And they say word of mouth is your best form of advertising, so we have happy clients here.
It's an open invitation, that's what I'm getting. Justin, Debbie, thank you guys so much.
Thanks to Sia, Debbie and Justin for putting in the time to answer these questions, and I hope you found them interesting. It's no wonder Waterfall is thriving, with companies like ATTACC leading the charge on the commercial front. You just have to take a quick drive through Waterfall to see the amazing businesses located there and the new office parks and buildings being developed. And if it's a business lease agreement you're looking for, then look no further than ATTACC.
Thanks for listening to Season 2 of the Waterfall Podcast. To listen to all the episodes, make sure you download the Go Waterfall app if you are a resident or work in Waterfall. For everyone else, new episodes will be made available a month later on cliffcentral.com, the Cliff Central app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more.